it's got a board down, coming down like this. These are its legs like this. It may have a board across here. It's got a board here. You know what I'm talking about? And you can put a board on it and kneel on it and saw it off.
Do you call it a hog?
Yeah, uh-huh. And what about something that's shaped, I don't know if I can draw this one either, shaped sort of like that. There are two of these things, two of these sort of X's like this. I don't know exactly how they're put together. But you, if you saw in a piece of firewood, you can put the firewood in here like this and saw through this like that. Put a piece of firewood in this thing to saw it up.
Now, we have had a menu down there, but I'm trying to study now. What did it go for? I don't know now what the color. We just go out there and put it there.
You just go out there and use it, huh?
That's right.
Well, how about, let's see, one of these words. Might you have called it a horse or a jack or a rack or a saw rack?
Rack. That's what it is, a rack.
A rack.
Saw rack.
Okay, fine. If you're looking after a baby and you want to take the baby for a ride, you might put it in something that's got four wheels and a hood over it and a handle, and you lay the baby in there. What do you call that thing that you put the baby in?
A carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you might say you were going to what the baby?
I'm going to push.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like catty-cornered or kitty-cornered?
Catty-corn, I use that word.
And what does that mean? When would you use that word?
When you got something that is not straight, it's you know, that is catty-corn, it's not straight.
Uh-huh. And you mean like in, if something was, like if that, if your shift robe there was sort of out from the wall?
Uh-huh,
you
I call that catty-corn.
Okay. Well, now what about anti-godland? Have you ever heard that word?
Not sure about that.
Let me see now, it seems to me I was, did I mark something thinking I was going to come back to it? No, I can't really be sure. I guess I got them all. I wonder now, if you take a few minutes just to tell me a little bit about Butler and Taylor County and about what it was like when you were growing up here. Was Butler... But did you ever come to Butler when you were a child?
No.
Uh-huh.
My daddy and mama would come, but, you know, they didn't care to the children around like the folk cats here and now. We stayed home.
Uh-huh. Well, who looked after you when they came into town?
Well, see, a grandma would be out there close to them, and then the older sister, she would look after us.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was... Grandball like when you were growing up there? What was there?
Well, just folks, just hard as people lived there. Big pear orchard, pecan orchard. You know, there's a working, there's a farming place.
Did everybody there farm?
Yeah, sure did. Everybody worked.
Uh-huh. How old were you when you started working and helping your mother and father around the farm? Were you pretty little?
They started us out. Put me and my other brother on the road together, and I knew I was about 7, and he was 6. But you know, very little bit we could do, but they'd have us out there lying us.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do out there?
Chop corn.
Uh-huh.
And then if we had corn to replant, we'd replant corn.
Did you like working out there?
I sure did.
Uh-huh. What kind of work did you like best?
I liked it best to chop cotton. I knew, you know, there would have been no hand much to pick cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Because this arm, I always, my mama, you know, you can hear tell of people. Mark and Cherry, you ever hear tell of that?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Look, what's my... That?